We have to tell you a story that you need to listen because this is something you need to talk to your kids about after you hear what happened. This was a random text that came into Jay's phone that he's had for years, and it caught us off guard. And it was one of those things where I pictured this exact thing could happen to my 13-year-old daughter, to your 13-year-old daughter, to anyone, and then would you reply? I always tell my kids, don't reply to any text that you don't know who they are. But let's face it, I think they do sometimes still because they just assume it's someone from their school. And I thought that's exactly what could have happened with this case because the text came from someone who seemed like they knew you.
Yeah. And I was going to ignore it. Amy said, you need to respond to that.
I wanted to know where it went.
And this is because in the past, Amy has received, you know, these phishing emails or things. And we've kind of started, or you've started, responding to them so that we can let our listeners know what is going on
and what
here
to look for.
So reluctantly, I responded. And what we've done is we want to share with you some of the text conversation that I had with a perfect stranger and how quickly it went wrong. And then we've been trying to get to the bottom of what's going on since then. So we've asked our two producers to be the voices.
Yeah, and so that you understand, Jay was acting the part of a young girl.
Yeah.
And so we had our producers voice this so that you can understand how the text went. When you hear the girl's voice,
that's
that
really
is Jay
me
responding.
That's really me.
And then the man's voice is the anonymous texter.
So this started out with a text, somebody just saying, hey, I saw your phone number in the back of a textbook, and listen to where it went from there.
Hey, I found your number in the back of a history book.
Cool. I must be famous.
What's your name?
Why do you ask?
Just wondering.
What's your name?
Only if you tell me yours first.
It's Claire.
I'm Connor. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Okay, so it seems totally innocuous.
Yeah.
Right? Like any 14-year-old kid would text. But it went creepy really fast.
Yeah.
Here's how that sounded.
So, under your number, did you write, I'm horny?
I don't remember. What book is it?
I don't remember.
I've written in a lot of books. What are you looking for?
Nothing. Why you ask?
Because you contacted me for some reason.
I contacted you because I like talking to people. Do you too? RP not to.
What?
Role play.
Like in games?
It's like a story game, kinda.
Online?
Yeah.
Never tried it.
Okay. Wanna try it?
How old are you?
14. How about you?
15, but how do I know how old you are? My parents wouldn't want me talking to you.
I'm in middle school. I go to Churchill. I swear.
Well, I don't think my dad will let me.
Please.
How does it work?
So you choose something like non-sexual or sexual, but it doesn't happen in real life. Then you choose a place.
My dad would kill me.
Then don't let him see the text. Delete them. I delete them. Do you want to try it?
I just can't with a stranger. I've heard too many stories.
You can trust me. I promise.
So, trust you because I've never met you? Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I'm a teen. I swear, I won't.
Let me think about it.
Okay.
So, if you're just joining us, you're hearing a conversation between a random texter, somebody who just texted my phone saying, hey, I saw your name in a textbook.
An 801 number.
An 801 number, and I told them that I was a 15-year-old girl, and I'm now being encouraged to participate in role-playing of a sexual or non-sexual nature, and I'm being told to just delete the messages from my phone. It's okay. My dad will never see it, because that's what I do. So that's how quickly this turned into, and this, I was at this point in the conversation within a few minutes. I'm already being asked to do these things, and that's when we really started to freak out, and at that point, we thought to ourselves, this is bigger than we thought it would be. We really, do we call the police? Do we call the FBI? What do we do?
No, we call Debbie Dujanovic, who is our investigative reporter here at KSL5. And because we knew that she had contacts and would be able to help us to figure out what to do.
It's essentially a phishing scheme to extort a child. extort a child out of photos, inappropriate photos, to get photos. Obviously, you're not a child, but
yes.
You were, you know, pretending to be one over mm-hmm. text, a 15-year-old girl, and you thought that this would sort of turn off the texter, the mystery texter, and turn him away and make him go away, but it didn't. So what do you do with this? Well, you turn it over to the FBI. And that's essentially what we ended up doing.
So what you're saying is the idea is to earn my trust, get involved in this role play, and then at that point, if I can send them a picture, then they're going to start saying, well, now if you don't give me something else, I'm going to tell your parents?
That's
that
right. So essentially, it's extortion. You send a photo, a child sends a photo to the person on the other end, and we don't know how old this person really is. They say they're 14. They could be 50. They could be 20 years old. We don't know the age. It's all a mystery. You send the text, the child sends the text, and then, yes, they use that to then extort the child to do other things, whether that is sending more pictures, inappropriate photos, or maybe even perhaps having a meeting.
Oh,
and
so
it was
scary.
An 801 area code.
Yes.
So we have information that suggests the phone call was being made from within Salt Lake County. And the child does, the recipient of the text does tend to trust someone on the other end. That says, I go to the junior
and
high.
And they knew the name of a local junior
yes.
high.
Right. Right. And that's not too hard to figure out with a simple, you know, Google. You find the name of a local junior high and you use an 801. And it's truly just phishing until they hit on a number where a child responds.
Wow. So you have been working on this for about 6 weeks now behind the scenes. Tonight at 10 o'clock on KSL5, you're going to present this story and what you found out from the FBI and from other sources about not only what this potentially could turn into, but how to protect our children.
How to protect our children.
Yeah.
The one thing every parent should say to their children tomorrow morning after they watch the story tonight at 10, that will help keep their child safe. It is extremely important that we continue to talk to our children because really, I mean, this parenting thing is really crazy with social media.
We're guinea pigs in
all this. Yeah, we are. And we need to know exactly what to say to our kids and how to continually monitor that without making them feel like we don't trust our kids.
Right.
I mean, the answer here I'm going to tell you right now is do not take the cell phone away from your children. That is not the solution to this.
Okay.
We're going to go into that tonight at 10.
10 o'clock, KSL5 tonight, Debbie Dujanovic.
Thanks.
And then we'll have you back tomorrow and we'll cover some of these steps
Great.
That people can go through.
Yeah, very, very important information.
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Taking up the cause. We didn't know where to go, but she's right here in the building.
Yeah, you
Hello.
Just yell across the hall.
And that's what we did. So
Happy
stay
to help.
Tuned for that tonight, KSL5 at 10 o'clock. So again, this is Andy Smiley May, our producer. She is voicing my side. And our other producer, executive producer, Logan Daniels, who is voicing Connor's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how I caught them.
I've just never been to Churchill, so why would my number be in the book?
I don't know. Probably someone wrote your number in there.
I don't think I believe that.
Then how would I have gotten your number? I only got it out of a book. I promise.
You could just be trying old numbers.
I swear, I got it out of a book.
Hmm.
I swear.
Okay, if you can text me back this answer within 5 seconds, I will believe you. What is the mascot for Churchill?
Knight.
Too late.
Close. It's the Chargers.
Sorry, give me another try, please.
How can you not know that?
I do.
It's not the Knights.
It's actually a Charger.
Exactly. So I guess you don't go there. I'm not dumb.
I do so. I know the teachers. Mr. Arnell and Mrs. Hansen and Chester and Peterson. I could name most of them.
So can I, because I'm looking at the website. Tell me the truth or I'm done.
I am. I swear. Ask me another thing. I will get it right.
I asked you the most obvious thing in the world. No. I think I'm out.
Fine. I was telling the truth.
So then at this point, I ask him to send me a selfie. And this supposed 14-year-old tells me he doesn't know how to take a selfie on his phone.
Oh,
can you show
on.
Me how? So it's pretty obvious this person was not willing to tell me who they were, their real age, would not send me a picture, but continued after this to try to encourage me to engage in online role play. And again, that's when we called in Debbie Dejanovic. And by the way, it was a texter, because we mentioned this once on the air, and a texter's like, you got to get Debbie in on this. And that was absolutely the right call. She has contacts in the FBI. She contacted local law enforcement. And what we learned is this is a fairly common practice nowadays to try and lure teenagers, boys and girls, into sending inappropriate pictures, thinking that it's to somebody that they might be interested in of their own age. And then what begins to happen after that is they then say, we're going to show these pictures to your parents if you don't send us more. Or we're going to let your parents know.
Or if you don't meet us.
We're going to put them online unless you meet us. And then that teenager finds himself in a place where they are being controlled, extorted, blackmailed, whatever you want to call it, by somebody who they've never met.
And my kids can't be alone in that they get anonymous texts.
Yes.
Most of the time they're from people at school who they just don't have their contact information yet. But I still just try to warn them, don't respond. If you don't have their contact information, they'll come up to you at school and talk to you about it. Don't respond to texts when you don't know where they came from. But this one was so tricky because it was an 801 number.
Yes.
So it had all the things to think that it was legit.
Well, and by the way, we tried to call him back directly with Debbie right there.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. And I know there's been some FBI involvement and some law enforcement involvement. I don't know how the whole thing played out. I'm going to have to watch the story tonight at 10 o'clock on KSL5. But we will have Debbie back in tomorrow at 2 o'clock to get you the rest of that information and also to get you some warnings. She got some great information about how to handle this with your kids. I will tell you, because I feel it's not fair to tease you with important information that you could use today. The biggest thing is to tell your kids up front what the possibilities are. Be very honest with them and let them know if they make a mistake, they can come to you. You have to be that parent that says, I'm not going to be angry. Let's deal with it. If they're afraid to come to you and somebody else has information on them and they allow themselves to be extorted, the consequences could be life-threatening.
Yes.
It is that serious and that important.
Have that talk.
So watch that report tonight, 10 o'clock, KSL5, Debbie Dejanovic. And I think Amy makes a cameo in there. She was saying
woo-hoo.
She got you in there. And then we'll have Debbie back on the show tomorrow at 2 o'clock.